If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host Kendra Petroni, we are thrilled to talk with Greta Monahan, founder and CEO of Greta Lux Boutique, Greta Cole Salon and Day Spa, and the G-Spa at Foxwoods Resort. Greta is also known for her column in the Boston Herald, her guest appearances on The View, and of course, her talent as a celebrity stylist.
As a breast cancer survivor, Greta is a fierce advocate for Find the Cause Cancer Foundation and has been a dedicated board member for the past 5 years. The mission of Find the Cause is to fund scientific research on the environmental causes of breast cancer and to educate the public on prevention.
This is the first initiative of its kind. Find the Cause Research Consortium is working in collaboration to discover which of the more than 86,000 chemicals on the market in the U.S. today cause breast cancer, how they cause it, and how to prevent them from causing it. Greta, take us through your world prior to diagnosis, your breast cancer journey, and how it brought you to Find the Cause Breast Cancer Foundation.
Of course, absolutely. So like I think many women I've talked to, and I'm sure you felt this way yourself, is I felt great. I, you know, was living my life with my two boys and doing all of the work that I love to do and, you know, going along and busy and doing my thing. And I went in, was scheduled for my annual mammogram. I have dense breasts, so I always have a mammogram and an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And so that was my appointment. And I went right in as I typically do. I have dense breasts. I have history of some calcifications, but thank God I've always had a clear mammogram. And this day was no different. So I had an actual clear mammogram. I then stepped into the room to have my ultrasound, and I laid down on the table, and she started to, you know, use the roller to ultrasound. And she just stopped our conversation in the middle and said, "I need to look at this. I don't like what I see."
Oh, no.
And so at that moment, she then shared the screen with me. She showed me three areas. She referred to them as lesions, very tiny, but very unique. Thank God, I'm going to say right now and here that I had an ultrasound done, and I want to encourage all of your listeners to make sure they ask their doctor, do I or don't I have dense breasts? Because in my case, it was critical to be diagnosed. In this case, and went on to have a biopsy, and I got that call that, you know, no woman ever wants to get, which is, "I'm so sorry, you have breast cancer."
And I know that your kids were young when you were diagnosed, and I always say that breast cancer is any kind of cancer, not just breast cancer, is a family diagnosis. It affects anybody that's in your circle, anybody that loves you, anybody that you love. Talk about how that affected your family and how you manage that piece of it, explaining it to them.
Yes, I think you are so right. In fact, I'm going to say that moving forward because I think that is so well said. It is definitely a family diagnosis. You know, people then refer to you as sick, but everyone else is sick with worry, and you're all in the fight against cancer at all times. So it impacts everybody's day, night, and their life moving forward. My children were 8 and 2 at the time. My eldest son is Kai, and my youngest is Rio. So, you know, we started our family at a later stage of life, and you know, Ricky and myself, when we got that call, I think the world it just felt like everything stopped, you know, like the sound went off in the room. And we just sort of looked at each other like, wow, what does this mean? I mean, we all have plans. We all have plans to grow old together. We all have plans to raise our children. And cancer, no matter what the diagnosis, when that's said to you, you suddenly have this, you know, awful thought of, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I now have to wonder about what this all will mean for us. Mm-hmm. And in, you know, in this case, my diagnosis was one that came with no family history at all. So zero family history, zero genetic predisposition to getting breast cancer. After my pathology came back, that was, you know, and genetic testing was done, that was what I was told. So I sat in the seat and just said to my doctor, Terry, how does this happen? How? Where could this have come from? What is the cause? And that is what brought me to find the cause. I had met them earlier in my career before I was diagnosed. I had met the foundation and the scientist, and I was supporting what they did. But I remember sitting in the chair that day thinking, this is the question we must answer together.
And Greta, I'll share with you, because this mission resonates with me so much, because I had a similar experience. I had a double mastectomy 2-3 years ago, and when they, when the genetic counselor sat down with me after they did the pathology, I did have some family history of breast cancer, but when they sat down with me, they said, look, we looked at 16 different, you know, indicators, blah, blah, blah. You had no gene mutations. There was nothing to lead us to believe that you were genetically predisposed to getting this. And I said the
wow.
same thing. I looked at her and I said, well, then where did it come from? And that's
right.
something that they couldn't answer. And it still bothers me to this day. So this is something that we need to figure out.
We represent the majority. 8 out of 10 women who will, or men, who receive this diagnosis will be us. They will have no answer as to why or what mm-hmm. the cause was that gave them cancer. And that is why this mission has become so important to me, and has become something that I feel, you know, we just need to make everyone we know aware, because we need to do more in this area. I hate to say it, but unfortunately, literally under 7% of both public and private funding goes to finding out the root cause of cancer. So that is why Find the Cause Breast Cancer Foundation is so critically important to shout from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want, you know, to get as many people like you and I on board to get this messaging out. And what's incredible about them is that they also take this critical underserved research, and then they actually convert it into an educational platform that is free for individuals, for corporations, for schools, for universities, for groups, both business and private, and that can be accessed online or locally all over. So it's really incredible, because we all need prevention education as well
mm-hmm.
for our own reoccurrence, as well as the new generation that we need to protect.
And well, I say yeah. all the time, maybe the silver lining of having cancer is that, you know, you become part of an incredible network of people who share a very unique history with you. And you wouldn't necessarily choose that history, mm-hmm. but it sort of chooses you. But one that yields incredible bonds. And you just talked about that. And I have experienced that as well, because you can talk to other people who are in this circle in a way that maybe the general public doesn't understand. And it's incredibly powerful. And you also become aware of how resilient you are. You know, I went through my surgery in the height of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I was dropped off at the curb of the hospital by my husband. And I had to go in on by myself into the hospital and have this surgery and wake up by myself. And it was not easy. And I think it was harder for my husband than it even was for
yes.
me, because I had a goal. I had a mission. I had something to do.
Mm-hmm.
He had to drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredibly painful. But I'm pretty badass now, and that's the
she is. I will say that.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, what do you got? I went through surgery
Agreed.
During COVID.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. I hear you there. You definitely feel you when you come back from it, you realize a strength that you never thought you'd have if faced mm-hmm. with it. And, you know, you definitely recognize the friends, the community. I know, you know, Find the Cause supported me. And it's just this incredible circle. Ironically, our theme is silver linings. And look at what you just said.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Exactly.
I didn't even know that. I swear I didn't.
Along with the science. I'm blown away that you said it. You just gave me shivers. I'm so excited.
What's the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate milestone and or goal that you hope to accomplish as an organization in the near future? I know you mentioned it as we were talking, you know, all along, but what is like the real hope that you have for an end goal here?
Oh, well, I'm going to answer that as a woman, as a mother, as a friend, and I'm going to say to you that my end goal, my vision, because it's really not a dream if you talk to our scientists, is that we have a world where people are able to prevent getting cancer. Breast cancer is on the rise. Reoccurrence is, I'm getting calls every day. And I go to bed and wake up with it on my mind every single day and in my heart. I want the suffering to stop. Mm. I want there to be, you know, a time where we can answer that question and we know what the root causes are. And I know with the science that we are doing that that's possible, that that is possible in our lifetime. We need more people in the movement. We need to, you know, use our voices and definitely support our scientists. And I'll tell you, when you actually realize how what impact this Boston bred and founded foundation is making, not just locally, you guys, globally, it is so exciting. It is staggering to see what's already occurred, never mind what they're working on right now.
Yeah, it's impressive. And I want to give the website out one more time just so anybody listening can go and just donate if they want, buy tickets. All of it will be there at findthecausebcf.org. Again, we'll link everybody over on magic1067.com as well because we want to get that information out there. I think this work is just, it's just unbelievable and amazing. And, you know, I know we're talking about breast cancer here, but I think just the environmental causes on so many things, you know, it's a conversation that we don't have enough of. So I'm really happy that you guys are working on this to try to find a real cause for this. It's much needed.
Thank you, honey. And I got to say this, cancer is a heavy subject, but we have to celebrate all that's happening. So we promise you a fun event.
Greta, thank you for being brave enough to share your stories and your experiences with us. And thank you for the tireless efforts you are making to raise awareness and increase funding for breast cancer prevention. You are truly making an impact on so many people's lives. We appreciate you so much.
We love you. Thank you, Kendra and Sue.
Thanks to Greta Monahan for being in the spotlight today. I'm Kendra Petroni, and along with Sue Tabb, we want to thank you for listening to our Exceptional Women podcast on Magic 106.7. It's our honor and privilege to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work in our communities. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming.
We'd love to hear from you if you know someone who is making a difference. Just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. You can also follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer, and join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.